Hello and welcome to the Fire Up Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Trapin. I'm so thrilled to share a new mini-series here on the podcast called Spill the Tea. Join Molly McKinley and me for conversations about being intentional and confident in uncertain times and beyond. Molly is the CEO of Intentionalities and host of the Afternoon Tea Podcast. So in honor of our shared love of tea, pull out your sassiest teacup, brew your favorite tea blend, snuggle into your coziest spot, and listen in on this hour of togetherness. Get ready to hear us sharing ideas too, best practices around, and, of course, highlighting our favorite people, brands, and initiatives, positively serving humanity and sprinkling joy over their slice of the galaxy. Without further ado, let's spill the tea.
Oh, hello, hello world. Oh my goodness, it's Tuesday and we're here on Zoom, coming to you live from Zoom because Be Live is having some tech something or other going on today. So we didn't even want to mess over there. We wanted to come over here, have our good time together, our beautiful, beautiful breathing and spilling of the tea, or in tonight's case, vino. So y'all know what that means.
No, I have a very heavy pour.
You have a very heavy pour and a very, very dark, deep red wine in that glass. We have some fun things to talk about today. As we air live, it is November 2nd. So it's the 11th month, and y'all know how much I love the number 11. So it's the 11th month. Yay. And tomorrow is Miss Molly's birthday. So it's birthday Eve, which means it's the last night of her personal year. Tomorrow morning, she wakes up with an epic, brand new, fresh start and fresh year ahead of her. So we're coming together to have some fun, to do some breathing, to do some sipping, to talk about what we've been up to and what we have to look forward to. Ugh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How are you feeling? How are you feeling over there with your wild witchy hair?
I'm going to be writing a poem about this because this is my wild witchy hair because I fell in chicken water tonight, right before we came. And so, actually tripped on my farm and my head went into a bucket. So I was like, this is how I'm going to roll because, when I do that, my hair gets super wild and I had it all done, but I'm like, this is just apropos to leave it like this. I'm not great. It's been a really hard week. So, my wife asked for a divorce, so I'm officially getting divorced, which is good. It's the end of a chapter right before the beginning of my birthday year.
Yeah.
So I'm raw and all of the things.
We're going to have a sisterhood circle. We're going to surround you with love and light and energy. Very much an epic morning of your, do you want to say how many years you are?
Yeah, I'm 40. I'll be 48.
Another eight. Oh my gosh. Eights are following you around.
They are. Oh my gosh. It's been so crazy for like really the last few days since, she dropped this news on me. I have been seeing eight after eight, after eight, after eight, after eight. And, you and I were talking and I looked it up and the numerology symbology with eight is so beautiful. It's about new beginnings. It's about prosperity. It's about balance. It's all of the exact things that I am yearning and seeking. So it felt like a very, very good omen.
I love that. I think that, one of the things that we've talked about so many times on the show is, it's the power of numbers, right? Yeah. Numbers, like words, right? They can trigger us. And so I think that we have the ability to, of course we could go to Google or a fantastic book and look up the meaning of eight and look up the meaning of 11, or, when you cut an apple open, how many seeds are in there? What does that mean? Right?
My favorite.
Yes, your favorite. And it's the reminder to slow down and to look for the signs, you know, to really look for the signs that are around us that, you know, God sprinkles our direction. And I love that you are getting such a brilliantly strong number that is surrounding you, right? The infinity sign, standing tall, right?
The personal
baptism. Thankfully, I just have to say, thankfully, you personally baptized yourself with water and not fire. Let's just say hallelujah for that.
I know.
That would not have been fun.
I know. Actually, in the green room, Deb and I were talking about, you know, me actually falling in the chicken water and doing a face plant in this bowl and sort of it being this total like low moment. And, but you were like, no, you baptized yourself like Thecla. And like, that is the exact spin, you know, that, you know, or mindset shift. It's like, you know, when the shit gets really, really real and you're down, actually tripping.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to wait for anyone to baptize you.
That's it.
You have the power inside yourself. Okay. Let's collect ourselves. Let's do our favorite Megan Watterson soul meditation, the breathing. This is my favorite because I get to see my mind's eye.
I know. It's so funny. All right, let's do this. Let's find that tall spine, rooting through the sitting bones, visualizing a root from the base of the spine, channeling deep into Gaia, the earth core. Inhale, breathing up through the length of the spine to the crown. And releasing shoulders. Let's take one collective inhale breath together. I am fully human. Exhale, release. Inhale, collective breath together. I am fully divine. And exhale together. Integrating both fully human and divine anthropo. Inhale and exhale, release, letting it go. And open eyes. Oh my gosh, look at you guys.
Surprise!
So you knew I would close my eyes. Jeez. Oh my gosh, that is so funny, all of you on Zoom.
Lizzie sings, happy birthday, Molly.
Oh my gosh. I love you guys. How are you?
We got you.
So good. Happy birthday. I'm driving and my daughter's helping me.
Oh my gosh. You guys are awesome.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday,
Molly.
I love you
guys. Thank you. Love you. That's awesome. Thank you so much for showing up.
Well, we've got friends, as you can see, who want to come and sprinkle a little something over you for your birthday. So, who would like to start?
I will.
Sarah, why don't you? Yeah, you start.
I love me some Molly. Molly, happy birthday Eve, as my kids like to celebrate, because why not celebrate a whole month, a day before and the day of. So that's what we do. And I would love to share. So I just got to know you in the last, through COVID actually.
Yeah.
We got to know each other more so on Zoom than in person. And definitely anybody who Deborah introduces me to and is a part of her tribe is definitely a part of my tribe. But specifically, I want to share a story about Molly and your creativity, because we were in a bind through COVID, and it was right after the killing of George Floyd, and I needed some help finding video and ideas because it was COVID and we wanted to highlight the stories of amazing leaders that we have, people of color at CAR. And you gave me such great advice and ideas, and you had wonderful insights that were so, you epitomized allyship, and you really thought through the voice and the terrible time that we were going through. And I just want to honor that, because I will always remember that. That will come with me. And I hope you all know what a creative being we have in Molly, and you're just so insightful. And I'm so glad to get to know you even more in the last few years, in the last year and a half. So Molly, happy birthday. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
Yay. I think Pam's going to go next. She's just unmuting herself. There she is.
Happy birthday, sweet soul.
Oh, thank you, love. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so great to see you at Inman. That was such a gift to run into you. And I want you to know that in the spirit of our yogi spirits, I just took a lavender Epsom salts bath for you.
Oh, yes. I'm going to do that after we finish, actually.
And I'm in my jammies, so I don't care what anybody thinks. Anyway, I wanted to be here for you and wish you a beautiful birthday, because you're such a beautiful soul. And I am very grateful to have you in my life. So,
Pam, thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Pam.
Deidre?
All right, I'm next. I just want to say how much I love your journey and how honestly and truthfully you live your life and the way you share everything. And I was looking in the book of birthdays to see what your birthday is, and it's the day of the long breath. And that kind of makes perfect sense for you, because you are this person who breathes into life, and you have that just way of being present in the world. And it's just really, really beautiful. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. That's so beautiful.
That is beautiful. Thank you.
It is very beautiful. Where did you find that? The day of the long breath.
It's the book of birthdays.
Book of birthdays.
Thank you. I feel like I've been holding my breath all year. So,
oh,
this is great.
Yeah. Yes. Did I tell you your cup would be filled, Molly?
I love
you're
you.
You're so Deb. Loved.
You're goofball.
Mwah, mwah. All right, Connie, you're next. Connie-licious.
Molly, it was so good to see you at Woman Up, and we finally are connecting. We've been trying now for a very long time. What Deidre said at the very best, you are authentic, you are real, you share exactly what's going on in your life, and we all need that. We all need to hear that we're not all perfect, and that we're not, our lives are not all what they appear to be on Facebook and all of that. So happy birthday. And I cannot wait to have another conversation with you and just enjoy what the moment is right now. Don't worry about what's happening tomorrow.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. And that's so beautiful. That's straight out of our learnings with Megan Watterson, who taught us that when we are living for tomorrow, we're actually walking dead today. We're not actually living. And so that's a beautiful reminder. Lots of red threads being woven here, I'd say, Molly, wouldn't you?
I would say so. Yes, this is it.
I love it. I love it so much. Stacy, with your sassy hat on.
Hi. Well, okay. Happy birthday. Okay. First things first, your hair looks so beautiful today. You just need to know how gorgeous you look, first of all. Second of all, this is me and my daughter.
Oh, hi.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And this is actually really special, because hearing all of the wonderful messages that all these wonderful women are breathing into your special day, my daughter's here absorbing these words too. And so that's really special, because we were both, Connie made a really good point about living for today and not letting ourselves get caught up. So thank you for sharing that wisdom, Connie. And we're happy we get to spend a few moments on your birthday week with you. So thank you for having us with you today.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. And I'm glad to breathe life into the young ones, right? So that hopefully life can be a little easier for you all.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm grateful to be here, and I will be quiet now.
Thank you.
I think the beauty of what the work that we all collectively do is that it may not make it necessarily easier for those to come behind us, but at least they won't have to deal with some of the things we're dealing with. So they can go a little bit deeper, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And just like we are, you know, we went from what Gloria Steinem was fighting for, you know, women actually having their own credit card or being able to buy a house.
Yeah.
Like now we're fighting to crush a glass ceiling. I mean, imagine what the next generation will be truly, truly fighting for. And that's what makes it all so incredibly powerful. That's why we like, what was it? I think it was a couple of years ago when the image was making its way around the internet of the female elephants surrounding the mama elephant and her brand new born baby. Do you remember this? And it was like all the dust was kicking up, and it's what the female elephants do when one of their sisters is going through childbirth or whatever it might be, right? A situation where there's some kind of wounding and they want to protect them so that they can be weak and be in their moment, but they have this beautiful circle, strong circle around them. And, you know, we do that too. Right. We just, you know, we aren't necessarily doing a birth is going to look different for all of us. Now we're all kind of, well, past the point of having children, right? We're moving into our sage age. Well, except for maybe Jackie, but she's following us. She's coming along.
She's still a baby.
She's our little sister.
Don't sage on me.
I didn't say happy birthday yet, but mine is going to be simple. Is it my turn yet?
Yes, it is your turn. That was your setup.
Mine is going to be super simple to just say thank you to Molly, because in the very short time that I've known you, you've made such a huge, huge impact. You have zero idea. And I message you about it all the time. And I'm just like grateful for you just being you. And what people forget is some humans just, and most, and everybody just being yourself, like you really are making a huge impact, but you've gone above and beyond in my life personally, specifically our trip in Palm Springs. I know we're telling stories, but that trip made such a huge impact. That's where I was able to really dive deep with you and you to dive deep with me and take the time to really just, it was for me, if anything, just liberating and very free, and humans that allow me to be myself. It's special to me. It's very, very special to me. And thank you, Molly, for being that for me. And on top of this, the simple part is that I just want to sing you happy birthday. So everyone needs to sing.
Yay.
And we need to sing Molly happy birthday.
Love it.
I love you, Molly.
Love you, Jackie.
We really thank want you. Our voices singing happy birthday. By the way, Jackie, you got your voice back.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's why she wants to sing it.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Molly.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my gosh.
Love you, Molly.
Yeah,
I love you.
The Zoom microphones don't really connect. So,
didn't we learn that?
Are brave and courageous for sharing your voice. Thank you for that.
Molly, you have no idea what you're doing in this universe. It's amazing just by being you. And you doing it to me means I'm doing it to like 10 more people too. So, thank you.
So, speaking of that, one thing that we can all do to help Molly out is it is the season of gratitude, and y'all have had her tea, and she has gratitude boxes. So, in the next few days, it would be amazing if y'all would go to intentionalities.com. I'm going to drop it in the Facebook comments, but there is a gratitude gift box. And one of the things we encouraged people to do last year was to either send a box or a bag of tea to your circle, right? So who are the 10 or 11 or 12 women in your world that you want to send a little something to this month? And if that something could be a bag of gratitude tea from Intentionalities, that would be amazing. If that doesn't fit in your budget, a post on Facebook would be amazing to help her out. Because sometimes it's easier for others to ask for help for each other than it is for us to ask for that ourselves. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I give a testimonial?
Yes, please.
Because I here's your testimonial, Molly. I worked with Molly last year around this time to give a gratitude box for each and every one of my team. And not only did she do that, but she wrote, hand wrote the notes for me. And everyone was so like, oh my God, this box is amazing. So they are beautiful. They're handcrafted, woman owned. It is very, it is tied to the name. It is very intentional when you give a gift like that. And I just loved it. So thank you, Molly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Sarah. Yeah, that, but people don't I don't know if I often share the story, but that whole idea with those, with the teas, it was a dream. And so it was one of those things I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to build this, which makes it all the more special for me. So thank you for that. Oops, I think you're on mute, Deb.
Yes, I was clicking around. I didn't want you to hear all my clicking. Okay. I'm just looking at my text string. There's a few people who couldn't get on today, who couldn't get here. So you'll be hearing from them. But I do see Christine George is saying she's got tech difficulties, but she's here. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. and we were going to talk about it tonight, but we decided to wait until next week to talk about her big launch coming. We've all talked about the book, but her website is almost done. And oh my goodness, wait until you see this beautiful site and her gorgeous book cover. Like yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited. I want to tell the story about that book cover. Please. Because Beth Brandt and I have worked together for 15 years. She's a designer that actually, she worked on the Intentionalities packaging and all everything too. But she's always my first to say, yes, let's do it with any idea. But we were talking about the book cover and we knew we wanted it to be the Tree of Life. And so we found this artist, her name is Tori Elena. So another female artist, and commissioned her to basically do a linoleum cut. If anyone's familiar with that process. Basically carves and then prints. And so it's just a beautiful collaboration with women. And the first time I talked to Tori, she was a soul sister. It was one of those things where, you know, we just met someone that you knew you were supposed to create with. Mm-hmm. So I am trying to work it out so that we will sell those prints of the Tree of Life on the website also to support her and her artistry. So just FYI on that, that's sort of the story behind the cover. It's original art, filled with symbols, that are relevant in the book, and it truly is, female powered.
Yes. I love it. We need to get her on Denik.
Yeah.
She's perfect for Denik. I wish I would have brought I just got a magic mushroom journal.
That's so funny.
The cover is art. If none of you have heard us talk about Denik before, it's DENIK.com. It's like custom journals. And they have a lot of female artists that sell their wares on it. Mm. It's awesome. It's an awesome site.
Yeah.
Deborah, could you post that link in the chat? Because yes. I know somebody that I would love to share that with.
Yes, it's a great way. I mean, especially for artists who aren't always really awesome about promoting themselves. You know, I mean, it's the truth, right? It's simply, that's why Sarah and I have the Shine a Light on Her initiative inside Woman Up, because we needed the option, especially for the bold, badass women who've already told their story. who like know the power of sharing your story to shine a light on someone else, right? It's like the nomination. Look at this woman, look at the amazing thing she's done. And we've met some amazing people through that initiative simply by asking women, hey, who do you know? Right. So I love
it. And actually, you know, Deborah, that'd be my perfect birthday gift if everybody posted in the chat one woman who has a business that they can share with other women. That would be the best possible gift that anybody could give me, right? Is when we all truly see and support each other.
I love that. I love that. As well as if you have a girlfriend who is an author, we are going to start bringing authors on the Spill the Tea show. Speaking of, we're very excited about this. So ladies, I don't know if you've read this book yet, Walking with Persephone, but it's a spectacular book, but Molly Reamer wrote it. And she's going to be on the show with us on the 23rd. Tuesday night, she's joining us. If you don't know the story of Persephone, please Google it, because she's probably one of the most powerful women in Greek mythology who is absolutely underestimated. Let's just say that.
Well, and this is not a book that you can buy on Amazon yet. So Wildcraft Publishing,
Womancraft Publishing is based
in Ireland. And so you do need to order it now so that you can get it in time for the 23rd. But just Google that, or we'll drop a link as well so that we can support that woman-owned business. So
yes.
So it's kind of awesome, actually. All of the divine red threads, as you would say, Deborah.
Indeed. Well, that's what it's about. That's why women, you know, have since the beginning of time. I love the story. Well, I don't really love the research findings, but when Brené Brown shared about how when women in tribes used to go down to the river to wash their clothes, they just had this beautiful bonding. Once they got washing machines in their tribes, the depression went up, the overall sadness throughout the communities went up because the women were not coming together to wash the clothes, to have the conversations, to solve the problems, right? And just share their wisdom with one another. And so we have to create that, right? We have to create that space, especially amongst women like this, because we don't live in the same area, right? We don't live in the same towns. And so we have to work a little extra hard at it. But
we're forever Zooming, right?
Yes, we are. You know, I always feel a little sad when people are like, I'm so tired of Zoom. It's like, oh, like you just need the right people on a Zoom with you because it's still fun.
Exactly. When your besties are across the country, you don't really have an option, right? So, right. Although what we're going to try to do to supplement some of that physical need to share space are the retreats that we have started to tease a little bit. And so that's going to be our answer to make sure that we have that connection to each other. And you're raising your hand, Sarah. It looks like so.
She's ready.
She's like, yes. She's like, I'm ready.
No, I have a moth in here, and I'm trying to get it out of the face.
Oh,
it's like all hell's breaking loose over here. But no,
that's awesome. I love it.
Too funny.
It's like raising your hand. So that's so good. I'm so sorry about your finger. That's a terrible story. Uh-oh, muting.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not very dexterous. Thank you, Molly. Thanks. You know, it was traumatic, but, you know, it makes me think of you in many ways. It is our response to trauma. It's our resiliency that defines us and not the experience ourselves. You know, itself. So thank you for that. But I'm going to make the most of it. And yeah, thank you.
Awesome. What happened, Pam?
My dog got attacked by a Rottweiler on Saturday, which was a horrific experience. And it was about 130 to 50 pound male Rottweiler that got away from its owner and literally like prey lunged on top of her. I thought she was gone. And my motherly instinct was to jump on top of the dog, and it had a halter on. And so I grabbed onto the halter and used my little body to thankfully pull it off enough so that it didn't mortally harm her. And it pulled with such force that it twisted my middle finger and literally just broke it in half. So I have to see a surgeon tomorrow. Yeah. So, you know, we may not be as strong as men, but look out when our loved ones get hurt, right?
That's right. Well,
that's it, right? But the mama bear response is not always pretty, right? Like that's the truth and the grace with ourselves, right? Because, you know, we always expect that we have to, you know, that grace is actually like behaving in our highest self. But I don't necessarily think that's true. I think, you know, like today particularly has shown me with the work with Deborah, we were talking about it is, you got to feel all the feels. They all have meaning and matter. And like today for me, like I was in my anger but anger is super powerful energy because it can direct us and give us the force that we need to do what we have to do, you know? And so we just dismiss everything. But I think part of being a wise woman is understanding the light and the shadow, you know, and being absolutely okay and showing up in both ways because we are taught that we can't. And we're basically like hamstringing ourselves from our true like soul power. So like today I was angry. I'm still angry and I'm going to use that, you know, to basically get me to this next stage. So you did the same thing by jumping on that dog, right? That's your power and your anger and your reaction to it. Right. So we just can't dismiss that stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely. Amen. Yeah. It's part of who we are. We're whole human beings. We're not whatever somebody projects upon us. So, you know, and it's the beauty of being here together to support one another in that we can be it all. We don't have to be whatever is expected of us. So I support you and know that I love you.
Thank you guys.
I love that. I love that. Well, ladies, I think we're going to send Molly off into her beautiful bath time ritual evening so that she can enjoy these last few hours of this day before she wakes up as a 48-year-old.
Woo! I know, these eights. Thank God, right? For the
eight. God for the eight. Yes. Eight is great.
Yes. And 22 is my lucky number. So it's going to be like, this is going to be 2022 with all of the eights. Like I just feel so like inspired. So this is going to be a good year.
Amen and hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you everybody who joined us in the chat. Thank you to all of you beautiful, brilliant, amazing friends for sharing time with us, for raising a glass. Let's do one final cheers to Miss Molly. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Love friend, you guys. I really appreciate so it. That was funny when I opened my eyes. That was well played, ladies. Well played.
Yes. That was the whole point, right? Is to wake up that way. So here's to you. Here's to a beautiful year ahead. I look forward to seeing what we create, what we co-create. It's going to be amazing. Watch Cheers. Out eights. Cheers.
Love it. So good.
Happy Cheers birthday.
Up. Appreciate you guys.
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye, everybody. Love you all.
Bye. See you next week.
Thank you for spilling the tea with Molly and me today. It was our heart's desire to provide a lens for focus, a place to uncover the opportunities that abound, and create a moment to embrace grace and gratitude as we celebrate the beauty that is swirling all around us. To connect with us, head on over to our current collaboration site, moxieonfire.com, and sign up for updates. That's moxieonfire.com. Let's all go forth and lead with love, trust, and faith.